The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
We have been talking about it throughout the show. The pet peeves that people have with hotel rooms, everything from the showers that don't work, but more particularly the design of them, the modern design of them, the glass walls between the bedroom and the bathroom. What's that all about? I'm joined now by Jennifer Sheehan from the Irish Examiner and indeed Mary McCarthy from the Irish Independent. Ladies, you're very welcome to the show. I'm going to come to you first, Jennifer. You have a particular issue around the glass walls, am I right?
I cannot understand this. And I really went down a rabbit hole in researching this because it happened to me. I was a victim of such a wall in a hotel.
I love how you describe you're a victim. I'm a survivor of such a room.
And luckily I was on my own, luckily. So, you know, I didn't have to have this dance of, you know, my partner not seeing me on the loo or be worse, a colleague or somebody. So I really went down this rabbit hole of going, why? And I can't find a good explanation from designers, from finance people. You know, is it cheaper? Do people think it's cool? I can't find a straight answer. But what I did find were a whole group of like-minded people similarly incensed. And there's a website, a global movement, I'll call it, called bringbackdoors.com. So if you are somebody who has stayed in a hotel room where there is no visual blocking between the shower or the toilet or whatever it is and your hotel room, you can find the room for you on bringbackdoors.com.
Okay. Mary, what do you make of it all?
Oh, it's so disappointing. So last year I was in Paris. We had booked an Airbnb and there was a bathtub and I was so excited, like, you know, lying back, saving the legs in Paris in a bath, can't wait. The bathtub is in the bedroom, like in the bedroom. And like, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to snuggle into this bath now. Like, and my husband is lying on the, he's like, I don't see you in the bath. I mean, maybe he should want to see me in the bath. I don't know. But like, it was just really annoying. In the end, I was like, if you just go out, like, see you out, like, because I just didn't want to be there. Like, you know, in the bath, all the stuff that you do in the bath to make yourself like look really nice after the bath, you know. So I also, Jennifer, yeah, baffled.
I have deliberately booked hotels several times that have a bathtub in the bedroom.
Go on, Ciara.
Jennifer's looking at me like, you saucy mare.
This is getting more the water now.
No, because I see it as, like, I actually had one that had a bathtub in the bedroom in front of a fireplace that you could light the fire. Like, before anyone texts, we know this is a first world problem, but is there not a sort of a luxuriant element to this?
I mean, I'll give you the bathtub in front of the fire, but I cannot stand a toilet. Why would there not be a visual occlusion to the toilet? Nobody wants to see that. Well, listen, sorry, if you do, listener, by all means, I mean, have at it. But surely there should be a curtain, something. But yes, I'll give you the bathtub.
Bathtub, I'm getting a pass on the bathtub. The toilet, is that another sticking point for you, Mary?
A toilet? Oh, it's just, I can't get it. So this did happen to me in Zanzibar and I just had my first baby and we went off to this gorgeous kind of resort and the toilet, there was nothing. The toilet was at the back of, it was like kind of a suite. And that with the glass door and everything. And I can just remember like traipsing out to the lobby, like, there's the loo, because you're just like, I just can't do it. Like, physically, I couldn't sit there and go to the loo, even with the husband.
What really annoys me, and I cannot understand this in a fit, is why some hotel rooms, the plug socket to charge your phone is not by your bed. So you actually have to charge your phone across the room. And I, like many people, use my phone for alarms. I like to check my phone before I go to sleep. All those things. How is that not surely the most basic flaw going? Or am I just incredibly uptight?
I'm with you. I'll put it in the category of bad electronics. I think not being able to plug your phone in beside your bed. I mean, just basic, you know, simple. Everybody has one. You're right. I need it for my alarm. Not being able to get to the light switch. That should be right beside my bed if I can't turn off all the lights. You know, there's the really, really simple things.
Yeah,
there's
the light switch is up there too. Sometimes there isn't, you know, they have freestanding lights that aren't plugged into the 5 amp or whatever the thing is that they all go off or on at the same time. I don't understand how hotels get those wrong. And it isn't only
like cheap hotels. It could be any hotel seems to have that, or they only have it on one side of the bed, which is fine if you're on your own, you can choose to sleep on that. But if there is several of you in there, two, it's quite awkward. Mary, do you have other pet peeves?
Yeah, like, you know, the plug now, it doesn't, I'm not too annoyed about the plugs because I kind of don't like the bed. I don't like the phone anywhere near me. So what, I don't mind the plug. I really don't mind that. But pillows. Now, I've been traumatized with a lumpy pillow. It has to be just right. And then also insulation. Like, if you can hear the people in the room next door. And, like, I've had that in, like, not even shoddy hotels. Like, kind of four-star hotels. And you can hear people next door. And I just, that kind of upsets me. Because you're, like, for a hotel, for me, for a hotel, I'm really paying for a 7-8 hour sleep.
Yeah.
I just want... You know, and like that to me is like, you know, oh, that's the
I
best
am
day
with
of my
you.
Life is going to be.
I am with you
sleep.
On pillows, and it's not even the lumpy. It's when one is too flat, but two is too tall. Like, do you know, like,
yeah,
that kills me. So you're on two, you're like, okay, I'm getting a crick in my neck. So you take off one, and now you're on a pancake, and you're like, no,
yeah, that's it.
That's an issue for me. What do we feel about temperature? Because I find some of them suffocatingly hot and it wakes me up and then I'm very, very angry.
And there's nothing worse than not being able to change it. Like, you really need to be very simple control, because there's nothing worse than being too hot or being too cold or it's noisy or something. And then you're faced with this panel and it just makes no sense, you know, no logical sense as to how you actually change the temperature in this thing.
Yeah.
Or if you do turn on the air conditioning and it's hot or it's noisy.
Maybe lastly, the other thing that I have issues with very often at times, because I am someone who generally doesn't wash their hair in the shower. I obviously do occasionally, but I don't do it every time I'm in the shower. So I like to use shower caps and all that. So if there's no shower cap, that's a problem. But also the ones where you have to stand directly under the shower and adjust and adjust and adjust till you get it right, or otherwise you're going to be scalded or frozen. I have a real problem with that. I want to be able to not stand under the shower till I get it to the temperature I need. Am I just a OCD or something?
I'm totally with you there.
No, Kira, 100. Totally with you. Like, showers you can't work. Coffee machines, that won't work. Yeah, the shower is important. And I just want to throw in with the toiletries. You know when they have shampoo and there's no conditioner? Oh, they have two in one. And you're like, I can't use two in one. My hair is going to look, you know, like I've just done that knit treatment, you know,
yep.
All kind of greasy. So just either don't give me any toiletries or just give me like something decent or like a shampoo, set of conditioner. Herbal tea bags, like if there's no herbal tea bags, I just get really annoyed. I love coffee, but not after, like if they have to have decaf coffee pods as well. You know, for me, like I don't really need a fancy hotel room, but if you give me nice pillow, a shower I can work, conditioner and shampoo and a herbal tea bag.
Conditioner is very important.
And also quiet.
Maybe lastly, what is the point of almost every hotel minibar that is just empty?
Like, I mean,
they're just empty. What? They're just a fridge taunting you with their abyss of emptiness. What is that about? I like many people of Irish of my generation, I'm terrified of taking anything from the minibar because it was kind of bet into me that it would cost 15 quid for a Coke or whatever. So I don't always use the minibar, but I delight in looking at it. And I find it very insulting that they never put anything in there.
And I like to know it's there. If I wake up snacky.
And I want to spend 15 quid on a Coke.
Then that is my
I'm an adult now, mum, and I can do that.
The empty one, are we meant to do our own shopping? Is it for us to fill? I'm baffling.
I like the empty one. It tells me if I can steal from the breakfast buffet and stock up the fridge, and it's grand. But it is like the immersion here, isn't it? The minibar for Irish people, for anyone really. Who uses minibars? Does anyone buy those nuts? I don't know.
I was certainly afraid. I do remember being on holidays once as a child, and it was there was a mini bar, and I was like, oh, this is great. And my parents were like scalded cats trying to get to the mini bar ahead of me. And in fact, we were told not even to lift something up in the mini bar because they had sensors and they would know and they would still be charged. So I it is like the immersion. You're exactly right. But anyway, look, I think we could go into business, the three of us, about how to redesign hotel rooms. But
it's first world problem, though, you know. Here we go.
It 100% is. But my thanks to Jennifer Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former Home of the Year winner. So she knows a thing or two about design. And indeed, Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
with Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.